Meeting to order. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy?
Present.
Mayor Ronald Ertley?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan?
Here.
City staff Justin Johnson, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Sharon Bono, Finance Director Albert Chavez, Police Chief Andy Gradick, Interim Police, or I'm sorry, Interim Public Works Director Britt Hanson, City Attorney.
Thank you. Item number one, discussion of possible recommendations to staff regarding the selection process for the city manager. On the back side of this page, your attached information kind of lays it out. It is on the back side. So I will open it up at this particular time. If Mr. Johnson has anything to say, that's appreciative. But council, if you have any comments on this tentative program that we will have during the interviewing process and the day that they are here for this, I'd certainly like to hear your comments.
Mayor?
Councilmember Dunn.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to propose that we conduct an internal search, that we select a person from within the city of Bisbee to fill the city manager position. We certainly, as always, we would do that under with a six-month probationary period, as we do with any city manager selection, which time we would review the person's performance as to their effectiveness and is this working. I think that thanks to our department heads under the leadership of Mr. Johnson, that the city of Bisbee is now a lean, capable, and well-functioning organization. At this point in time, I feel that the city would be best served by selecting someone from within, someone who has been directly involved in the changes that have been implemented over the last 2 years, and now could provide continuing leadership and coordination. We have very capable individuals within the city from which to select. Certainly, as suggested in earlier meetings, we could also, during this period of time, make use of assistance available from the League of Arizona Cities and Towns as needed, to address specific needs. I think it would be also wise during this initial transitionary period that we certainly budget funds for an interim part-time person, whether that person would be a direct hire or a contract services, to provide the city manager selected assistance in project and program management during this initial period. I think we certainly are looking at individuals now who are wearing several hats, and to put one more hat on their head without providing some assistance would certainly not be wise. Certainly, I have spoken to Melanie Green specifically, and she has indicated her availability on either hire on contract to provide such services if they did not exceed 20 hours a week. I feel that the appointment of an acting city manager would create and going on to a national search would create a period of uncertainty and hesitancy. We would find ourselves in an extended holding pattern at a time when I feel we need to actively move forward in addressing the needs and the opportunities and to follow up on the actions initiated by Mr. Johnson. Also, with our very tight budget, filling this position from within would amount to a significant budget savings and would avoid the time investment as well as cost of a national search. I feel that we are on a very positive course currently, thanks to Mr. Johnson. We have a number of exciting things now in the mill, and I would like to move on without delay.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanson.
I forgot what I was going to say. Just for the information of the people that are listening and also so that I can get it straight since I am new to this process, can we just have a overview exactly as to how we would go about selecting the application process, the length of time the process, or the applications are out, where they go, where they're posted, and so on, and then obviously once the finalists are selected, then we go into this interview process.
I'll make a reference over to Ms. Coronado on that, but I believe that it's already being advertised, and I'm under the impression that some applications are already coming in. Is that correct, Ms. Coronado?
It's being advertised through the League of Arizona Cities and Towns along with our website as well.
Okay. I did see it on the website.
Right.
I didn't know if there was some other place that it was being advertised.
And then we're already checking. Oh, and it goes to Indeed as well. I'm sorry. And then we looked into putting it on the ICMA as well.
The International City Managers Association site, so
okay.
I was going to try to see if a colleague can post it for us, but I'd have to be a member of the national organization in order to post, but we were trying to see if we could get someone else to post it on our behalf.
It's quite costly if we're not an actual member of the ICMA. So.
Councilmember Connors.
Thank you, Mayor. Item one is we're just talking about the process that we're going to go through in the choice of this. We're not necessarily, not to take away any thunder from Mr. Dunn, it was wonderfully put, we're not necessarily here to talk about candidates or we're just here to talk about the process.
Correct?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just a comment on Councilmember Dunn's comments. Legality of it, and I might have to refer to Mr. Hansen on that. We do have to go out to advertise this. Is that correct?
I don't believe it's necessary. I can't think of a legal requirement that you have to widen the pool.
Okay.
Whether it's a good idea or a bad idea is up to the seven of you all, but I don't think there's any legal requirement that
And it might be too late because we're already doing that, and obviously some responses have probably been coming in right now. The acting city manager or the interim city manager, if hopefully we can have this process done by at that time, so that time span will be extremely limited where we might not have to do that, but that would be a different subject matter that the mayor and council would have to make a decision on that if it is indeed necessary at that time. Councilmember Hansen, did you want to say something?
Well, I would prefer to have an interim so that we're not pressured into, you know, hiring someone because we're on a time restraint. I think that would give us enough time to do a search, to have as an interim somebody from the staff, from within, and doing those duties and carrying on where Mr. Johnson will be leaving off. He has not stopped yet. I'm not going to attest to that. Because otherwise I feel like there's a lot of pressure to get somebody in the position, and we may bypass someone that would have been better.
Councilmember Connors.
Thanks, Mayor. Thanks, Joan. So perhaps at another date we could have a work session or just have it at a council meeting, discussion possible going forward with an interim. And then we could talk about the dynamics of what an interim is going to be able to do or not. But that's not at this one because it wasn't agendized, so.
Well, that is part of the process.
I understand that. But I mean, getting, you know, just identifying that person is what I'm talking about necessarily.
Sure.
I understand it being part of the process, but tonight we're just talking about the exercise we went through last time when we found Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, we're slightly off topic, but not a whole lot.
Okay.
I will say that in 05, when that particular city manager was selected before that, there was an interim city manager that lasted for 2 months or so, and I think that was the same process when Mr. Connors was on the council, when Mr. Johnson was selected. There was somewhat of a delay. So I think we have to think about that, but that's a future subject matter. A future subject matter, for sure.
Okay, great.
Let's, if without objections from the council, let's maybe just go to the format that we are going to possibly go by. Any comments on this particular format?
I am proposing something different, and if that is rejected, then we can move on. But I certainly would like to have a discussion about moving forward. I really feel that appointing an acting city manager, certainly looking at the experience and hiring a Mr. Johnson, that certainly did, that process went on for some time. We were looking at that time for change. This time we already have change. We're looking at continuing the implementation of that change. I think we have very capable individuals within the city. I would like us to move forward with advertising and selecting from within. for city manager.
Well, we've already advertised outside at this point in time, and we've already got responses from that. I don't think it's something that we can close off at this particular point in time. I appreciate your comments.
That was certainly not by action of council that we went out and advertised. Certainly, it has never been brought before us to do that. And I think we're making a mistake to going into an extended national search and process at a time when we have excellent leadership right here within. And at this point, our objective is to continue the leadership of Mr. Johnson. And I think that is best done by persons who have been involved in that process rather than trying to find someone either as an interim basis or in a national search that would not be familiar with the city of Bisbee, would not be familiar with what has happened previously, who would be on a extended learning curve, and certainly would put us into an extended period of uncertainty and delay and moving forward on things that are in the mill, the exciting things that have already been initiated.
Any other comments from the council on that particular subject matter?
Yes,
Councilmember Sullivan.
I have a couple comments. Thank you, Mayor. I would have to agree with Mr. Dunn that I think for the timing of going into budget season right now and with all the changes that we have had going on, it would make a lot of sense to hire someone interim that can start working right away with Mr. Johnson and kind of learning the ropes, and then we can think about whether we want to reassess after 6 months period. And I agree, we do have competent staff right now that could move into that position, at least for interim time. And then I also had a question for Mr. Hansen regarding your statement about, since we've already started advertising the position via those various websites and whatnot, that doesn't mean we have to even interview any of those applicants, does it?
That's correct. It might be slightly awkward, but there's no legal requirement to interview somebody because they have submitted an application.
Thank you.
Any other Councilmember Connors?
Thank you. It's not necessarily a question, but if there isn't a time on the request for people to apply for that job on this job app. Job posting, I listened to what Doug said, and I listened to what you just said, and it's just skewed a little bit in that that we did have an interim city manager when we hired Mr. Johnson. Again, I don't want to get too far off of what the agenda item is, and that we're talking about the process of hiring this city manager. But I feel that if we don't look at everybody that would potentially apply for the job, that we would be doing ourselves a disservice and just with the hurry up kind of these people are relatively. Whomever it is that we're talking about locally, a hurry-up kind of atmosphere that they're relatively aware of the situation here in Bisbee and know the a little bit of history and going forward. With that being said, that an interim person can have all of that knowledge and probably would be from within. Should we do that? We've talked about it more than once and probably less than six times from this dais on numerous different items about doing things hastily and quick and fast and at a convenience necessarily. And I don't want to be given the opportunity or given the I don't want it to look like I'm trying to just get this thing done. We stopped, regrouped, removed our offer to a potential city manager, and then offered it to Mr. Johnson. So You know, I think that if we're just talking about agenda item number one, you know, the process was, it was a little long and engaged. However, it was thorough and totally enlightening, and it gave us more than just a few days to think about who we're talking to and who might, you know, be the next city manager. So I don't know if that's clear as mud, but you know, I'd like to make this as brief as possible, but not moving too quickly that we overlook something that we'll really regret.
I concur with Councilmember Connors on this subject matter. It's a very important decision that we have to make, and to rush it or not to consider as many applicants as possible, I think Councilmember Connors is correct on that. Councilmember Klein.
I have to agree with Mr. Connors on this as well. I think to have an interim is fine, and I don't have a problem with that. However, we have opened it up. It is out there, and it might give us a little more time. But that does broaden our search, and certainly the employees that we have within our staff that are qualified for it, of course, would apply as well. So, I mean, they still have the opportunity to apply, and it does give us a little more time, but I'm okay with what Mr. Connor suggested.
Yeah, me too.
Can we also make, you know, thank you very much. I've been waiting 3.5 years for this moment, and I'm happy I showed up to this work session. That both Mayor Ertley and Anna Klein, I'm on their side.
On this particular subject matter, any other comments from the council? We're going to go to the agenda here when we have the interviewing process, and so we need to address that as well. Councilmember Hansen.
Well, I think it's important to talk about whether or not we're looking to see or looking for an interim first, and then and doing the selection process or the national search and delaying that a little bit. And I think that that's a wise thing to do, especially going into the budget process right now. It does save us some money, but it also gives us some time to take a look at the applicants that are coming in. And I would prefer to have somebody from within as that interim. Again, it's saving us some money. And I think that we need to discuss that before we even go into looking at the schedule. Because if we decide to do that, then we are delaying the process, and we really don't need to look at the proposed schedule. And I do have a question for Mr. Hansen. Is there a difference between interim and acting?
No.
Okay, all right. Because I know they're being used, but I wasn't sure if there were two different things or we're talking about the same thing.
Same thing by different names.
Okay. Thank you. And is there a significant difference between what an interim can do and what an acting?
No, they would. Well, the council, I would presume, would give them all the duties and responsibilities of the city manager during that period of time. It's just understood that it's a given period of time. It's not intended to be a permanent position.
Okay, because I thought I'd heard that there was a difference in the position. Okay, thank you.
I will say, I kind of mentioned it earlier, that there was about a six-week or 2 months delay back in the end of 06 or the end of 05 and the beginning of 06 when we had an interim city manager. It was a city clerk, and it seemed to function okay. It was all right. I think it was done adequately or well done. But it gave the council time to scrutinize various applications that had come in. And to think about it and that process, how that went down. And I personally, and I'm sure some of the council members at that time, made a few phone calls. I did, looking into the background of some of the potential candidates that may or may not be selected. I did a lot of phone calls on that, finding out who and what they were all about. So that would give us a little time. And once again, I agree with Councilmember Connors. It's a very important decision of the person that is going to be the head of the municipal government. It's an extremely important decision, and I'm totally in concurrence with Mr. Connors and Council Member or Mayor Pro Tem Klein. We need to proceed very carefully, and if it's a little time consuming, I don't have a problem with that. And that's just my opinion. We need to proceed very carefully and get the best possible candidate that we can possibly get. I think we need to now, if there's no other comments on that particular subject matter, let's look at the possible day.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Yes, Councilmember Hanson.
What are you saying, that we aren't even going to look at doing an intro?
I'm not saying that at all. We probably will have to have that. I hope not, okay. But a good chance we will. But I think we don't need to speed the process up. I don't see any really important need to do that.
And I think everybody agrees.
A good chance we'll have an interim, and we'll have to make that decision, take a vote on that as well.
And we can't make that decision
tonight? No, we cannot.
I know we can't make it tonight, but we can't make that like at the next meeting?
We could possibly do that.
I just feel like we're
Minister Hanson,
kind of,
he's easing
sure.
the microphone.
Yeah, this is an interesting agenda item because it's kind of a discussion session. Since we have open meeting laws, you all can't get together and kind of decide how to go forward. You have to do it in a public forum. And you're trying to figure out a process. One aspect of the process would be, if you think it's going to be taking a while in order to get applications in, assess them, interview, make a decision, and that time frame is probably going to go past the time that Mr. Johnson is going to leave, then one of the discussion items you would have today would be either you could take a vote on having an executive session and agenda item to discuss interim city manager or acting city manager. You could do that. You could also just provide direction to staff to the city clerk to set up that meeting. It doesn't even have to be a formal vote if you're getting kind of consensus. This is a very interesting agenda item because it's mostly a discussion trying to get consensus among you for how you go forward. But eventually, you'll probably want to go ahead and formalize that with votes. But I don't think it's absolutely necessary, but probably good idea. One of the things that you haven't discussed so far, which you're probably going to bring up, is right now the posting date for the job. I think the applications are due April 18th. So you might want to set a date after April 18th to review those as well. That would be a second issue. And then you might talk about a timeline for when you want to finalize the narrowing down to the handful of applicants. And since it just so happens that I have the microphone right now, I'll mention two other things. One of the things you could discuss tonight, you don't have to decide it, is some of the applications that you'll be getting could be from people who currently have jobs that really aren't wild about letting their current employers know that they are seeking other employment. So you could choose to have the general rule in Arizona is, we always favor openness and transparency of process, but by case law in Arizona, by Supreme Court case law, you can keep applications closed and not available to members of the public until you get down to the final three, and that might be something you want to consider too. So you don't chill people from giving applications to the City of Bisbee because they're afraid their current employer will penalize them for it. And then the last item I'll mention, it sounds like Council Member Dunn's, at least so far, it sounds like his suggestion is not carrying the day, but we don't know that. Not all council members have commented. If he wanted to make a motion to close the applicant pool to current City of Bisbee employees, he could do that and take a vote on that. And if that, obviously, if people voted for that, that would narrow the pool. If they voted against it, that would be de facto widening the pool to all applicants. So those are just a couple of ideas to throw out there for how you might want to proceed tonight.
Just a quick comment, and Mr. Hanson is kind of explaining the process. I don't know how the process was gone through a little over 2 years ago, but I can say that what Mr. Hanson is saying, I believe we had 16 applicants in 2005, and the council narrowed those down to four, and obviously those 12 that didn't make the cut, that was confidential, and that was for their protection. I think there was maybe two of those particular applicants that were from somewhat the local area, not necessarily in the City of Bisbee, but it was important, that confidentiality of not letting their employers know they're trying to get out. So I appreciate your comments on that. Councilmember Connors.
Thank you, Mayor. is what you just described that we could that you said could possibly happen here tonight. Is that it's because it doesn't sound like that from the agenda item at all. What you just suggested that we could possibly do, and if that, and if you're saying that you think that we could possibly do it, I'm perfectly willing to go that far.
I think you could vote on anything having to do with process. You cannot vote on anything having to do with personnel, but you can do anything regarding process.
Okay, thanks.
Setting dates, mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Okay. Thanks, Mayor.
Mayor.
Councilmember Hanson.
I did have one question. I did pull out the announcement that was on the website, and it is really open until filled, but people are encouraged to get their applications in by that April date. And I'm not really sure what that means. I mean, in other words, there is no deadline for it.
And that might be something, again, you've talked about how you want to make the process quick but open. If you wanted to, you know, set the April 18th deadline tonight, you could do that. You could pick another date before or after that. The mayor is right. The posting was not based on, you know, a council decision, and it's always the council decision that rules. So you can set those dates tonight if you want.
This is what I would like to do. I would like to, and of course it's up to the council to make that decision, receive all those applications up to April the 18th. Then the council scrutinize those particular applications and have some sort of a scoring or an evaluation, a point system, and then we take the top four of the point system, maybe it's 1 through 10 of all of the applicants, and we take those top four and we proceed from there. Of setting up the process, the actual in-house process during that day when they're here, which is actually on this particular discussion item tonight. That's what I would like to do. Similar to the one, I don't know exactly the process you went through 2 years ago, but this is the process we went through in 05 and 06, and it seemed to work out fine, of reviewing that and the council participating, and then the whole process that day. So I'm in favor of getting as many applicants as possible, council grading those applicants, taking perhaps the top four, and those are the ones that we will invite down, even if it's a local person. That's what I would like to do. And we did an executive session to discuss who would be the interim city manager, and so we made a decision in executive session. There were maybe different possibilities that were passed out, you know, suggested or whatever. So we can have that discussion, too, along the line somewhere. So this is what the initial steps that we're taking is what I would like to do is let's get those applications up to 18th. Council can grade those applications. We'll take the top four, and we'll proceed with the process from then on. So we do have to discuss tonight also the day that they are here or the 2 days that they are here, if there's any confusion or comments on that as well. Councilmember Klein.
So just for clarification purposes, first review of applications will be April 18th. If we're not pleased or we don't have enough or we just want to look further, then it is until filled. So it can go longer, mm-hmm. but this will just be like the first review of applications?
I'm expecting at least 30 applications is what I'm expecting. And maybe I don't have any scientific basis for that, but that's kind of what I think is going to happen. So it will probably continue on. We might need an interim city manager for a month or so. That's a real strong possibility, but we will deal with that when the time comes. We have until Mr. Johnson will be here through the 19th of May. Maybe we can get him to stick around for a couple of weeks. Be the acting city. No, I'm joking. Sorry. So that's the process I would like to go through. It's kind of the model process of 2005-2006. It seemed to work excellent. I mean, Councilmember Klein was here at that time. Maybe you could throw some input on that. Did it seem like that worked fairly well to you?
It did, and that's actually the same process when we selected Mr. Johnson, okay. because we had our deadline, and then as we looked over everything, we just weren't happy, and so we went back out. And we, you know, as Mr. Connor said, we did offer, and background came back different, so we went back out.
And when that list is narrowed, I'm sure that we will also do on those final applicants background checks. I'm sure that takes place as well.
Mr. Mayor,
Councilmember Hanson.
I don't agree with everything that you're saying there. Okay. I would like to see a deadline further out than April 18th or whatever it is. I would like to see it 2 months, 60 days. And I would like to go ahead and discuss in executive session hiring an interim for that period. Otherwise, I'm really starting to feel rushed here.
Okay.
Okay. I think 30 days is not long enough. And I have to tell you that in my last job, it took them 18 months to find somebody because they had to keep going back. And it was a job that it was open until filled. But they closed it too soon, and it just really was very, very stressful, not only for me but for the applicants.
Well, I appreciate your comments. We can extend that deadline longer if we want to. Ms. Coronado, we can do that.
Oh, yes.
Certainly. But I think also it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks, I'm sure, for the council to go through all those applications and do the scoring on each one, and then the total that we have to bring the four down. So, I'm in accordance with what you're saying. I think it probably is going to be extended. I just threw this out as somewhat of a timeline. So is there any consensus up here? As
Mayor?
Yeah, Council Member Dunn.
I feel strongly on this, and I do want to make a statement, I guess. I mean, I move following what City Attorney just indicated. I move that we restrict applicant pool to the City of Bisbee employees for the in hiring the city manager.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. First off, let me ask Mr. Hanson, this says discussion only?
Oh, I thought it was discussion and possible action.
Well, let's see what it says here. Discussion of possible recommendations to staff regarding the selection process for the city manager.
Okay. Well, I think that would fall within that vote. I think that it's process, so I think you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not talking about particular personnel. So yeah, I think it's okay to vote on that.
Okay, Councilmember Dunn, would you give a repeat that motion for me, please?
And for the reasons that I had indicated earlier, I move that we restrict applicant pool for the city manager position to City of Bisbee employees.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Coronado, would you want to take the roll on that?
Councilmember Connors?
Nay.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Nay.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Eartley?
Nay. Motion fails 4-3. We will continue. I think we have discussed that in the process that we've set off. We can extend that time limitation, Ms. Coronado. Is there any ideas how to extend that time limitation to receive applicants? Do you want to go down to May 1st? That seems like a long time to me, but I'm satisfied with April the 18th. That's like about a month they've been out there. What's the thoughts? Council Member Dowdy?
You're coming into the summer months, and if people are going to change jobs, that's when they're going to change so that they can move and get kids in school by September. Okay. I think 18th is good.
Does the council feel satisfied with the April 18th deadline for applications? I'm satisfied with that date. I guess that's about a month out. And I think that we will probably have, I think, at least 30 applicants for that position. So without objection from the council, we'll just continue with that particular date of April 18th, Ms. Coronado.
I still would like to see it extended.
I have no problem of extending it.
Mr. Mayor, I have a suggestion.
Yes.
That might make all of this a lot easier. With the last hire the county administrator. We had a work session first, the board had a work session, and then after getting kind of a sense of what the the parameters that the supervisors wanted to work in, I drafted up kind of a process for the council to follow with things like dates being subject to discussion, but it would include, you know, the end date for the first review. It would include what would be disclosed, what wouldn't be disclosed in the interim, who is going to grade and determine, you know, how you get to the final five or the final few. And if I drafted that, that would give the council then something to work off of item by item by item. And I think it'll make it a lot easier rather than trying to go through vote by vote by vote on each particular thing. Eventually, you'll have to have the discussion on each individual thing, but I think it might be an easier way for you to wrap this up. And I could do this fairly quickly. I think I can find what I did for the supervisors. I think it's real similar to what the council wants to do as well. And that might make it easier to kind of put all this together in a fashion in which the council can vote on it.
Okay, let me make this suggestion then in accordance with the wishes of Councilmember Hansen. How about May 1st, a deadline for the applications?
That'd be 2 weeks more.
We'll get the timeline tonight.
I would really prefer the middle. I would prefer 60 days.
You would. Any other thoughts from the council on that? I'm malleable tonight. I can do 60 days if you want to go down that road. So we'll extend that out to May 18th. It seems like a long time to me. Councilmember Klein.
It does seem like a long time, and I think if we have our first review date, at least maybe in 6 weeks, and that way we kind of see the applications that we have, and if we feel like it will probably go longer, then that still gives an interim a couple of weeks with Mr. Johnson to finalize, you know, projects that are going on and whatnot.
Mayor.
City Manager, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. And I certainly appreciate the conversation. The only thing that I will add is, in the event that we are to the point where you all want to decide on an interim city manager, just by practice, I'm very intentional on including many of our department heads on a number of the larger issues that come about. Now, granted, some things I do keep pretty close to the vest, but I can, with a great deal of confidence, say that any internal candidates that you may want to consider certainly would have a great learning curve as relates to getting up to speed if you all, it's the pleasure of Mayor and Council, if you all choose not to move forward with the applicants that you all receive. Now, also, to give you the flexibility, if there are some candidates that, with the applications that we've received, if there are some really strong candidates that you want to consider, also considering changing the date as opposed to just restricting it to the next 30 days or 60 days or what have you, even if you just left it at open until fill, that gives you a great deal of flexibility one way or the other. But in the interim, still getting the department heads up to speed really won't be that much of a challenge.
Thank you. Well, Councilmember Klein, shall we do May 2nd with the possibility of extending it?
Mr. Hansen said that he would have a time frame for us.
Well, yeah, I could put it in. Obviously, again, that'll have to be up to discussion of council, whether it's May 2nd or May 18th or April 18th, whatever, and you'll have to come to a vote on it because it sounds like there's not everybody's in consensus now. I mean, you could have that vote tonight if you really wanted to set that tonight, or you could wait for me to draft up a process list, and that would be one of the several things on that process list, however you want to do it.
Councilmember Hansen.
Okay, I'm going to defer to the city manager in his comments. And you convince me. Why don't we just leave it the way it is with an encouraged by, and then just let them come in and we can review them as they come in.
Okay. Councilmember Sullivan.
Thank you, Mayor. I feel like I totally agree with what Mr. Connor said about not wanting to rush this because it's a really important decision and we need to make sure we have the right person since it takes a lot of time and money to select somebody. And for that reason, I think we should go ahead and plan on having an interim selected. And I think that interim person should be hired from within for an interim time frame. And when I seconded that last motion, that's really what I had in mind. So I would like to rephrase that last motion and make a motion to hire an interim city manager and keep it from within the city of Bisbee.
I second that.
I can concur that that is a possibility that we should probably do that. However, I think it's important that when we have that discussion of who it is, I would highly recommend that we have that discussion in executive session. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think there's a good chance we're going to have a need for that person. Yeah.
Yes. We have a motion on the table, though.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Coronado, would you want to take Councilmember Klein.
Just for clarification, this interim is strictly interim, but we're still going out. Okay.
Ms. Coronado, would you want to take the role on that?
Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Nay.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Early?
Aye. Motion passes 6-1.
Okay.
And I presume that that comes with direction to the city clerk to set up an agenda item for that discussion?
Yeah.
And time frame after the next regular meeting, or is there...
We will start to work on that tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have a timeline. We have a possible selection of a interim city manager, and that discussion will come up in, you know, the future here. I think we've covered those two issues pretty well. We have the before us. We also have the format of the interviewing process and the day's activities for those particular candidates whenever they come to Bisbee. Is there any? Does anybody have any comments on that? Councilmember Sullivan.
For the narrowing process from the 30 to 4, do we have a procedure outlined for that?
We can take a formal vote on that. I would suggest that we grade them on a 1 to 10 basis or a 1 to 5 basis, whatever you would think is appropriate on that, and we will take the top 4 scores on that. So we will review all the applications, and inquire as much as possible on ones that you might think are good applications, and we'll just have those, and the city clerk's office will tally up that score, and we'll send out invitations. If it's outside of Bisbee, we'll send those invitations out to invite them down. Sometimes in the top 4, sometimes they change their mind, and so we'll have to go to number 5. Does that process work fine for you, Ms. Coronado? What do you think?
Last time you guys did that in executive session, and it was, you guys did rate. You brought in your top 4 or 5.
Yeah. So we will, with that point system, do you want 1 to 10, 1 to 5? I can't remember what kind of point system we used back in 05-06. I think it was 1 to 10, but I can't remember. So we just took the top 4 on those total point systems, and those are the ones that we invited down. Does anybody have a problem with that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there like a scoring sheet, or you're getting points for, you've got certain items or criteria on there based on the application?
The qualifications for the job. I don't remember, actually. I think we did. I just can't quite remember.
Because I don't know how you would score them. I really like this guy. I'm going to give him a 10.
Well, I think if we study the application in depth, there's a lot of different factors come in there. So it seems to me, I just can't quite remember, 11, 12 years ago.
Well, I would think that you would need a scoring sheet of some sort that, and even weighted, you know, this is more important, that type of thing.
Well, that's if you'd like to have that, certainly I'm sure we can.
Yeah.
Councilmember Klein.
The last several processes that we had, what we did is we have the job description, mm-hmm. and, you know, the requirements and that, and then we went through every application, and those that met the qualifications we pulled out, or you made your list, and then from there we all got together and made our recommendations, and those that got the most, you know, tallied score or however you want to do it, those were the ones that were invited to come and interview. Then when we interviewed, we all had our set questions, and then we scored off of those questions when we interviewed. But we just kind of, it was just kind of a round table tally, if you will, based on their qualifications and experience and things like that.
And the 05, I'll be right with you. And the 05-06 process, it seems to me, I know that I studied those all those 16 applications at my house in depth. And I believe all the other council members did as well, and we just had a score. I don't remember that process. It was as finite, or I should say, as precise as what you're saying. I think it was a little more loosely defined than that. So I think the mayor and council on those scorings, I think the council was pretty much in accordance with that. Those four that we selected out of the 16 was pretty much the consensus of the entire council, but I don't remember us breaking it down as far as work experience, so many points, or positions that they've had in their work career. I don't remember that. It was just an application and a score that we gave them. But I think everybody's top four was pretty much in. We were pretty much in consensus on that. Obviously, we weren't discussing that out on the streets with anybody else. But that's what I remember. If you remember that as well, Councilmember Klein.
Yeah, that's the 05-06 process.
Right, but you know, the most recent. That's how we, you know, we just went through everybody's applications, and, you know, again, based on experience, education, and, you know, then we came up with our top, you know, five or six. I can't remember what it was.
That sounds fine.
And then from there, we just kind of all, and this was, you know, of course, an executive session.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, that process is fine by me. It's okay. Councilmember Sullivan, did you have a comment?
I did. Just a question for Mr. Hansen. He mentioned that he had been through this process. Was this pretty much what you're talking about, the point system based on job description and qualifications?
Yeah, I don't think I haven't been through it at the city. I've been through it at the county. I think that the process I'm familiar with, staff was directed to come up with a scoring system for the elected officials, a recommended scoring system for the elected officials, because there's a lot of different ways to do it, and trying to decide with seven people, you know, all having different ideas can be difficult. If we have a process that the city clerk and the city manager and the city attorney come up with to recommend to the council, then you can have your discussion off that. And that usually involves just tweaking as opposed to just trying to come up with a scoring system from scratch. So,
Councilmember Hansen?
I have to agree with Mr. Hansen, and actually that's where I came up with a scoring system some way, because I know that there is an amount of subjectivity to this process, but I think that we have to have an analysis type also, and that's where some type of scoring or would come into place.
Okay.
You know, and taking a look at the, you know, the experience, taking a look at the qualification and different things that we're looking for.
Okay. Councilmember Sullivan?
It sounds like we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Mr. Hansen did bring up a really valid and different point in the staff. Because the city manager works directly with staff, it would be something to think about to have the staff somehow involved in the hiring process, whether they create part of the qualifications or have some say in the final four. I would like to see the staff have some involvement.
I think that if we look at the day's agenda, I think there's a lot of input coming from, like, the Employees Council, for example, and different people inside the municipal government. So I think that's laid out, but we really haven't got to this one yet. But
okay.
I think it is explained. We'll get there in a moment.
Okay.
I have no problem with that with the scoring system that Councilmember Hansen is suggesting. That's fine with me. It's probably more in depth.
And actually, the more objective that is, anyone can really score those, because all they're looking for is what is within the, you know, the content and how well they meet the criteria. Mm-hmm. So.
That's acceptable to me. Is it acceptable to the members of the council? I think so. I So we'll just, that's how we'll do it. I don't know if we have to take a vote on that, but that's, Ms. Coronado is aware of what we want. Is that the same process that you did, Councilmember Dunn or Councilmember Connors and Councilmember Dowdy that you did 2 years ago? Is that how that was done in Councilmember Klein? Okay. We'll just do that same process on that scoring thing. And we probably should hold that in executive session. Does that make sense, Mr. Hansen?
If you're talking about the scoring, you could do it one of two ways. One is you can, and I think logistically this is almost, especially with seven elected officials, you can score the applications just looking at the applications on your own, but then the discussion of them occurs in the executive session, and it's understood, and this will be part of the process I'll put together for you, that not just the applications would be deemed confidential, but also the scoring of each individual council member would be deemed confidential as well. That would then be discussed in executive session. Coming out of executive session, then you reach, hopefully, a consensus on your final four or five, whatever the number you think is of qualified applicants are. And then, there's obviously a process to follow from there with interviews, et cetera. But, yeah, for the scoring, that's, I think, logistically the best way to do it.
Okay. I guess that works for everybody? Yeah. So we'll do that process. Any other comments, suggestions, ideas on this particular tangent that we went down? No? I think that's set. Ms. Coronado, do you? We understand what we will be discussing this next week? Okay. Great. Let's go to now, if there's no other questions or concerns. Let me say this. If there is a question that comes up in the consultations, you're certainly welcome to participate in. I kind of work with the city clerk on a daily basis. We will maybe give you all a call if there's a clarification that we need, but I don't think we will need that. I think we understand what the council wants. Let's go to the day-to-day, actually it's 2 days, activities of the process of selecting the city manager through the interviewing processes, the final four, I should say, the final four this week. Of that process, it's on the back side of one of your pages here. Is this satisfactory to the council of this process that we're going to go through? Councilmember Klein?
I like this, and I like that it's actually kind of trimmed down from where it was before. Before we had a panel here and a panel there, and if Mr. Johnson remembers, you guys probably were running around like crazy, and this kind of simplifies it, but we still get down to the meat and potatoes of everything.
What, Councilmember Hansen?
I just had a question on the people that are interviewing. You've got department heads, mayor and council, employee council, and professional panel. What is the professional panel made up of, first of all? And this is, I'm new to this process, so I have a lot of questions. Bear with me, please. And also, how many people are we talking about? Are we going to have like 18, 19 people interviewing a person at one time?
I can answer that. I'm once again going back to the 05-06 process. We selected or asked, and they participated. We had four people. It was the city manager of Douglas. I believe that was Mr. Shook at the no, it was Mr. Ortega at the time. The city manager at Sierra Vista, Mr. Petusek, Christine Rhodes, who's the county recorder, still is, and Tom Weisskopf from at that time the Phelps Dodge Corporation, and they interviewed the four candidates for approximately an hour, and they graded them, and that was a significant. It was very important to me to see what their scores were on that from that professional panel. So, I suppose we won't be utilizing those particular people who have a different professional panel. I think four is probably a good number for that. And, I kind of peeked in a little bit but once in a while. It seemed like they were taking that job very seriously, as I'm sure the professional panel that you had, 2.5 years ago. I don't know that particular process, and I can't quite remember who that professional panel was. But we'll have to ask four people, and they're usually more than willing to do that. It's like a public service thing. I think when they're done, we give them a bag lunch or something. I'm joking around. So You might want to give some input to staff of who we might want on that professional panel, maybe some of the people that were on the last one. Mr. Petusek is still in Sierra Vista. Christine Rhodes, for example, if you want to go down that road, is still the county reporter. And oddly enough, I just ran into Tom Weisskopf at the store about a week ago. So he's back from wherever he was. So you might want to give some input of who you want on that professional panel. But does that answer your question, Councilmember Hansen?
Well, it does for the professional panel, but if you're going to have all of these people interviewing, how many department heads do we have? We've got 7 around the mayor and council, employee council. How many people are on there? I mean, it looks like it's going to be a whole room full of people interviewing one person. I mean,
if I may say this, I obviously didn't go through that last process, but these interviews have looks like pretty much cut in half. Mr. Johnson, would you want to comment on that? And my impression is by the time they got to the mayor council interview that night, they might have been wondering what their name was at that time, because they went through like 8 or 9 interviews. So, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, man. It's funny you say that, because I remember when I was sitting here, I completely lost my train of thought, and I'm very grateful for Mayor Pro Tem Klein. She said, you know what, in the interest of the day, you realize the candidates have had a very long day, and at a certain point, you're trying to, and if you get candidates that may be coming from a different time zone, I don't know how valuable their response is, how sharp are they going to be by the time you get to that evening interview. And it was certainly a very unique process. So I can certainly appreciate it being narrowed down a bit so that you do have a little bit more time in between to kind of decompress and really genuflect on what your responses were, how do you make adjustments as you enter the next panel. Things of that nature, and so I certainly do appreciate, I'm sure the candidates would really appreciate having to, because many communities, they may have the meet and greet, and they may have something in the morning, and then the interview is at the mayor and council meeting, so they may only have 3 interview. A friend of mine just went through this process. He had 3 interview panels, and in this case, I think like 9 or 8, something like, I can't remember the number, so it's certainly helpful. To narrow down a bit, to be perfectly honest with you.
I will say that late last week, Ms. Coronado and Mr. Johnson and myself met, and I think I come in and I knew it was a long process. I said something. I said, "How did you survive that, Justin?" And so we went to work on that, and I didn't have. I thought it was very important to reduce that down, and Mr. Johnson gave a lot of input on that, and I very much appreciate you being involved in laying out this format for us. That was very nice of you to do that. So I think what I need to do for the public's sake, whoever might be, Councilmember Hansen.
I'm sorry, but that really didn't answer my question. How is it going to be set up? You're going to have the department head, you're going to have everybody in one room at one time.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I am so confused.
Here's how it'll kind of work. Then Mr. Johnson will add something that I probably will leave
so
out.
So there are going to be different panels in different places. Mm-hmm. It's City Hall.
It'll all be here at City Hall, I think, and it'll rotate. And so actually the mayor and council actually the mayor and council will be doing 2 interviews. And so we'll have a 2, 2, 3. It'll be 2 council members, 2 council members, and 3 council members, and those candidates will rotate around. They'll be in this, probably in this room. The 4 professionals will be interviewing them in this room, and the employee council will squeeze that schedule around, but it's going to be sort of a rotating basis, more or less. So it looks like a lot here, but it worked real fine at 0506, but, I must have worked fine somewhat, except very busy 2.5 years ago. Councilmember Sullivan.
I don't like this schedule at all. I think, first of all, are we paying for them to stay in a hotel?
I think that was probably necessary. We have in the past. I don't know what you did 2.5 years ago, but I know in 05 and 06 we did cover that.
My recommendation would be get rid of the tour of Bisbee, get rid of we're just interviewing somebody to run our city. We don't need to tour them around Bisbee and be tour guides, or I don't think that needs to be part of the process. And then as far as the interviewing goes, I think it would make a lot of sense, because we have these several different panels. We have the city council, the employee council, and the professional council. And we're all going to be asking relatively similar questions. I think it would make more sense to get together with those panels ahead of time, decide on a range of questions, all the questions we want to ask every candidate that are going to be fair, to ask each candidate the same questions, and then, like Joan was kind of saying she didn't want, get them all three panels in the room with one candidate at a time and interview them so that we can all hear the answers together and that we don't waste time asking the same questions over and over in separate rooms.
I would say that, here's the way I look at that. I would think that the professional panel would be asking, and I don't know what their questions were. We didn't script that. We didn't check what the professional panels did back, 10, 12 years ago. And I think that you have to leave them a lot of leeway. During the daytime office interviews, for example, the mayor's office will have a couple of people, a couple council members, and an office, maybe the clerk's office, or maybe the finance department's office, where the other council members will be. I'll be real frank with you. I'm looking at how they interrelate personally. We asked the serious questions later that night. I just want to see how their interpersonal relationship is with the, I want to see what they're all about as a human being. That's pretty much where I'm coming from. And I think we ran that for about 20, 30 minutes back then. It seems like that's what it was. And then the next group, the next candidate comes in and just rotates around. So I think those various bodies, I don't think we need to be on sync with what their questions are. I think they need to have the autonomy to be able to ask what's important to them. Like the employee council, I think their questions will be quite different from what Marin Council's questions are, I would think. Mm-hmm. So I think just, pretty much leave them ask the questions or concerns or whatever they need to know about these particular candidates to each one of these various groups that we're doing this interviewing process.
And so then each one of those panels would have their own score sheet and score based on?
Back in 05, 06, I believe when we went into executive session, those who they recommended, who they their score, we had that information, I believe, if the council member Klein agrees with
that. So when it comes to the vote, it's just the city council that's really matters what their score. See, that's why it would be beneficial to be in on the conversation that the panels are having with these candidates so that we can get their perspective as well, because they will get they'll have a whole other perspective and different questions that will be beneficial for us to hear the answers to.
Well, they kind of give us their recommendation, thoughts on the candidates. I will tell you that I took that very seriously, especially the professional panel. That was very important to me, to what their thoughts and who they thought scored extremely well, and their recommendations. And they gave a recommendation back then. They actually gave two, and I took those recommendations from all these various groups that were doing the interview process very seriously. I took that under extreme consideration, and the employee council also was very important to me because that's who they're going to be working for. And they want someone that they feel they can trust or they can work with. And so I took these recommendations very, very seriously. And so probably was major influence in the decision that I made at that time. So I think they should have the autonomy. I'm not sure that we should all get on the same page as questions. I think they need to do it in their own way and ask their own questions. That's just my thoughts.
I think that they can have their own way and questions. I just think that it would be beneficial for us to be able to hear the answers. Okay, that's my piece. I really don't think we should pay for them to stay in hotels also.
Councilmember Klein.
As far as, some of them will be coming from a great distance. And I think the tour of Bisbee kind of opens their eyes a little bit as to, whether it's a crumbling, retaining wall or, these are the kind of streets, issues we have. I don't know. I think it just gives them a little bit broader view, and maybe Mr. Johnson can.
Mayor, if
City Manager, Mr. Johnson.
I will say, given the uniqueness of Bisbee, the tour was very, very helpful, and I do know for some of the other candidate, one other candidate, it was very, very helpful in my mind because, and as an example, as we went through certain parts of Warren and Old Bisbee, and you actually saw the crumbling like some of the streets you wouldn't know to go, oh, this looks like a dead end. No, it's not. But you see some of the crumbling infrastructure. And so in my mind, it's like, hey, look, I recognize that a point of emphasis during my time here is on infrastructure. We have to push and support getting this new sales tax passed. That was very, very important. So I think that the tourists have now granted, if you plan to do it all on the same day, yeah, and you cut down on the number of panels or whatever the case may be, and that's fine because you all, I think, kind of got a feel for some of the candidates as well during that tour. What's the conversation? Are they phonies? Whatever the case may be. But I think the tour itself is very, very helpful. But even if you did it on the same day and you narrow it down, you narrow down your panels, that might be okay. But, you know, with some of the candidates that may be coming from out of state, I think, you know, coming from the airport in Tucson, if that's the case, you know, driving an hour and a half, having to go back an hour and a half can be, it can be a challenge, to be honest. So,
Councilmember Klein first.
And of course, it's just those that we have selected to interview. It's not going to be everybody that, you know.
I understand. I just think that it shows their willingness to work for Bisbee and fight for Bisbee, to be able to put themselves out there and pay their way for their interview.
If they are flying in or traveling a great distance, they are paying, that is, you know, their own expense. But, you know, the night before is on Bisbee.
Mayor.
Councilmember Dowdy.
If I'm remembering things correctly, sometimes I don't. The last time when we had the interviews, each council member wrote out about two or three questions. They asked their questions of the candidate. And then at the end of everybody asking their questions, the different committees, everybody met in here, and the council had the opportunity to ask the candidates any questions they wanted to. So we grilled the candidates, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it, you know, we had a chance to ask them any questions, and I think it worked out real well.
So perhaps we can have council, we don't want to get the same questions asked, so council can submit two or three questions that they're going to ask, and if there's a discrepancy or if there is a redundancy in that, we can have a change in that. So I'm not is that how you did that 2 years ago, where all the council submitted questions, and if there was the same question, okay, bring another question in. Okay, we can do that, certainly. I think for the what I'm going to do now for the public's benefit, I'm going to read this page so they kind of know the process. So at Sunday, hopefully, from 1 to 4 p.m., they're going to do a tour of Bisbee, where that is going to start at the hotel the candidates are staying at. Monday, if it is indeed those days, that could change from Tuesday to Wednesday, perhaps. But anyway, from 7:30 to 9 a.m., there'll be a public breakfast, City Hall here at 118 Arizona Street. From 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., interviews, where, of course, here at City Hall, who, the department heads, mayor and council, employee council, and professional panel. So that rotation basis will be set up, and the clerk's office, I'm sure, will play a major role in that. If you need help, I'll see if I can help. from 11:30 to 1, they will have lunch. From 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., they'll come back from lunch at 1 p.m., interviews, where City Hall, that once again, the same ones, the department heads, mayor and council, employee council, and professional panel. Then we'll finish that up around 3:30. From 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., they will have a dinner break. And from 5:30 p.m., special session of the mayor and council, the public council interviews. And so we, at that point, probably we will go into executive session after that interview process. And we will discuss the various things we need to discuss, the pros and cons of the various candidates. Then we will come back down and take a vote on who we decide to select. Is that how it runs down, Ms. Coronado? Yeah. So the public needs to know that. Councilmember Hansen.
Is the public able to ask any questions of the candidates during the special session?
Well, they didn't 0506. Once again, I don't know how you guys did it. Not normally, no. It's pretty much done at that point in time. However, the public breakfast from 7:30 to 9 a.m., certainly the public can come in and talk to the various candidates that are here, going to be four or five, hopefully four, maybe. And so they can come to various council members. Obviously, this will have to be posted, of course. And so they can say, I like candidate X from, you know, New York or California or wherever. And so they can have input that way. But during the mayor and council interviews, no, we don't do that.
It's during the breakfast, then, that they have their opportunity to ask the question.
Yeah. So that is the prerogative of the mayor and council. That is our responsibility. And hopefully we will make a good choice. So that is the day routine or two-day routine of the candidates that come down. Of course, we don't know what date that will be yet. So that being said, is there any other comments or suggestions from the council? Okay. We'll now go to item number two. That is discussion on possible claim based on allegations regarding choice not to hire police officer pursuant to ARS 38-431.03. The council may vote to go into executive session for discussion or consultation for legal advice with the attorney or attorneys of the public body, or for discussion or consultation with the attorneys of the public body in order to consider its position and instruct its attorney regarding the public body's position regarding pending or contemplated litigation. Do we have a motion?
I move that we enter into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03 in order to privately discuss and consult with our attorney regarding pending or contemplated litigation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second that we enter into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03 in order to privately discuss and consult with our attorney regarding pending or contemplated litigation. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. We are now in executive session.
I move that we come out of executive session.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to come out of executive session. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. We are now out of executive session. Do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.